Lamont Doherty research professor Maureen Ramo, the director of the core repository, slides open a long, narrow drawer from a cabinet.
Oh, yeah. That's an old one.
Like thousands of others here, the drawer contains a long, thin cylinder of layered sediments. It's a sample extracted from the ocean floor and below. Professor Ramo says the cylinder's distinctive stripes of varied colors and widths are a unique visual record, a sort of vertical time capsule.
Imagine you were out on a boat and you could see right through the 4 kilometers of water that is between you and the bottom. And on the bottom, all the little fossils, all the little plankton that die over the years in the water column, the remains settle to the seafloor, just gently settle to the bottom, and they accumulate layer by layer by layer over millions of years. And so if you came along and stuck a big piston tube into the sediment, so imagine you just took a straw and stuck it into the sediment and pushed it 20 meters down and extracted it, you would have a long core, and it would essentially be a record of sedimentation going back in time. For a geologist, it's the equivalent of a tape recorder.
Lamont Doherty oceanographic vessels started collecting these core samples more than 50 years ago, at a time when no one was sure what they would be used for.
The first director, Maurice Ewing, had the sense that these cores had to contain important information. And it turns out they do. They've been an invaluable resource in studying past climate change, past ocean circulation, past ocean temperatures, the evolution of life in the ocean in the past. And they're an incredible archive of the ocean in the past.
Ramo explains that core samples provide a reliable record, partly because the deep ocean is a very peaceful place compared to the shoreline.
It's very far away from the margins where there's lots of erosional material coming in, where there's lots of waves breaking on the shores and on the continental shelf. Material that settles through the water column just gently layers on the bottom, layer by layer by layer. And it just can be undisturbed for millions of years.
Ramo says she is most fascinated by core samples taken farthest from land.
They're almost entirely composed of the skeletal remains of plankton. Radiolaria, foraminifera, diatoms. When they die, their little shells, which are made out of silica and calcite, settle to the bottom. So if you took a sediment sample from the core and looked at it under a microscope, you would see thousands and thousands and thousands of little fossils that look just like a shell you might find on the beach, only it's the size of a grain of sand.
Ramo says that the types of species one finds along a length of core reveal vital clues about past environmental changes where the sample was taken. She asks us to imagine a core sample taken from the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean.
And you go down your core and you see these kind of subpolar species, temperate species, and then all of a sudden you see species that only live in sea ice or next to sea ice. And that tells you that at that location, at that time in the past, sea ice covered that part of the North Atlantic because you only see these polar species of plankton. And same thing, you could go further south and you'd go down a core and see it varying between tropical species and subtropical species. And that's directly reflective of how the sea surface temperature was changing through time.
Looking at climate changes of the past helps scientists understand the changes the Earth is undergoing today and is nearly certain to experience at an accelerated rate in the future. Ramo says that when she was a doctoral student in the 1980s, climate change was an esoteric subject few considered relevant.
And now it's obviously incredibly relevant. Humans are changing the atmosphere in profound ways by increasing greenhouse gases, and climate is responding to that. The Earth is warming. And so there's a lot of questions about how high can CO2 go without causing fairly devastating changes in global climate, either through sea level rise as ice sheets melt, changing precipitation patterns. And the people in my field, you know, we really look at it as like the past is the key to the future here.
Maureen Ramo is a senior research professor at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory and the director of its core repository. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Palisades, New York.
Oh, yeah. That's an old one. Imagine you were out on a boat and you could see right through the 4 kilometers of water that is between you and the bottom. And on the bottom, all the little fossils, all the little plankton that die over the years in the water column, the remains settle to the seafloor, just gently settle to the bottom, and they accumulate layer by layer by layer over millions of years. And so if you came along and stuck a big piston tube into the sediment, so imagine you just took a straw and stuck it into the sediment and pushed it 20 meters down and extracted it. You would have a long core, and it would essentially be a record of sedimentation going back in time. For a geologist, it's the equivalent of a tape recorder. The first director, Maurice Ewing, had the sense that these cores had to contain important information. And it turns out they do. They've been an invaluable resource in studying past climate change, past ocean circulation, past ocean temperatures, the evolution of life in the ocean in the past. And they're an incredible archive of the ocean in the past. Is very far away from the margins where there's lots of erosional material coming in, where there's lots of waves breaking on the shores and on the continental shelf. Material that settles through the water column just gently layers on the bottom, layer by layer by layer. And it just can be undisturbed for millions of years. They're almost entirely composed of the skeletal remains of plankton, Radiolaria, Foraminifera, diatoms. When they die, their little shells, which are made out of silica and calcite, settle to the bottom. So if you took a sediment sample from the core and looked at it under a microscope, you would see thousands and thousands and thousands of little fossils that look just like a shell you might find on the beach, only it's the size of a grain of sand. And you go down your core and you see these kind of subpolar species, temperate species, and then all of a sudden you see species that only live in sea ice or next to sea ice. And that tells you that at that location, at that time in the past, sea ice covered that part of the North Atlantic because you only see these polar species of plankton. And same thing, you could go further south and you'd go down a core and see it varying between tropical species and subtropical species. And that's directly reflective of how the sea surface temperature was changing through time. And now it's obviously incredibly relevant. Humans are changing the atmosphere in profound ways by increasing greenhouse gases, and climate is responding to that. The Earth is warming. And so there's a lot of questions about how high can CO2 go without causing fairly devastating changes in global climate, either through sea level rise as ice sheets melt, changing precipitation patterns. And the people in my field, you know, we really look at it as like the past is the key to the future here.
Lamont Doherty research professor Maureen Ramo, the director of the Core Repository, slides open a long, narrow drawer from a cabinet. Like thousands of others here, the drawer contains a long, thin cylinder of layered sediments. It's a sample extracted from the ocean floor and below. Professor Ramo says the cylinder's distinctive stripes of varied colors and widths are a unique visual record, a sort of vertical time capsule. Lamont Doherty oceanographic vessels started collecting these core samples more than 50 years ago, at a time when no one was sure what they would be used for. Ramo explains that core samples provide a reliable record partly because the deep ocean is a very peaceful place compared to the shoreline. Ramo says she is most fascinated by core samples taken farthest from land. Ramo says that the types of species one finds along a length of core reveal vital clues about past environmental changes where the sample was taken. She asks us to imagine a core sample taken from the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean. Looking at climate changes of the past helps scientists understand the changes the Earth is undergoing today and is nearly certain to experience at an accelerated rate in the future. Ramo says that when she was a doctoral student in the 1980s, climate change was an esoteric subject few considered relevant. Maureen Ramo is a senior research professor at Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory and the director of its core repository. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Palisades, New York.